today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
By March, it's hypothetical that there'll be a...
For the one-year anniversary.
A streamline of vaccines going out there. But there'll
will
be
your mom get it?
Oh, absolutely. I think she would in a heartbeat. Yes. We can get her out of her bubble. But
if we can find her. Because as you know, Mike, as of yesterday, she's still lost. Ladies and gentlemen, if you see Mrs. Zeballos, if you hear her, call us.
Yes.
Send a letter.
It's a silver alert, is what they call it.
He's talking morning. About the guy loading up on, like, Heineken.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
For a 6 a.m. television show?
And the thing is that he sort of glosses over it, but what we've already heard, that the Heineken was in Dick Oliver's trunk.
Mm-hmm.
It was an everyday thing. And that they only felt it was a problem if he had too many. Because too many beers made him testy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Early day down here in Southwest Florida. I've been running all over hell and back trying to get a wiener MRI so they can make sure what my problem is. Drove down, said, be there at 7:30 a.m. for your 8 o'clock MRI. So I drive down, and I get down there, and it's Tales from the Crypt outside with three or four guys that really... You know, with supreme respect. I mean, everybody's got to get... I told Carla, just to jump ahead. I'll skip ahead in this story.
Right.
When my time comes, when I'm 75 pounds and you're wheeling me around, give me a black pill. Just give me a black pill. Say goodbye. Shake my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me hang on because I don't want to hang on. I don't want to be around and dealing with this crap at the end of my life. I don't. I'd rather give me a nice shot of Irish whiskey. No, I don't drink whiskey. It's not on the rocks. Give me a glass of Irish whiskey with lots of ice.
Lots of ice.
Let me sip it. Take my little black pill at the end. I go, I love you. Love you. And then bye-bye.
So when you say Tales from the Crypt,
struggle.
It's just you're surrounded by the Crypt Keepers. It's not that it's a dead environment. Okay, very good. Okay.
It's just the Crypt Keepers down there. And then and we're all waiting outside, and it's 7:38, and you hear, the door is locked. So they can sleepily open their door to the place where they do it. And then 15 minutes later, when I get to the counter, he said, this is the wrong location.
Ooh.
I said, it's Naples. She said, no, it's the North Naples location. I said, you sent me a text message. Can we see it? And I showed her. I said, we're going to have to talk to our scheduling department about that. I said, yeah, you are. Should I go to the other location? If you can make it. So then it's 90 miles an hour, 8 miles up the road to the other location. By the way, the first location was way down south, they'd say.
Mm.
And then it's up to the other location. Then I get up to the other location. The guy's super nice, and it's not crowded, and it's great. And he's super cool, and he processes me, and I go back, and Lee says, are you allergic to the contrast solution? I said, yeah, we're not doing that today. Yeah, we are. Didn't your doctor tell you that? I said, no. The doctor didn't see me. His PA saw me. So they said, oh, we're going to have to reschedule. So the day that started at approximately 7:24 a.m., and we now tape this show at 9:33 a.m., and my day has been a bit of a cluster F. And the nice thing about that is that when I come in here, I've got a little psychotherapy when I can say to my general practitioner, Dr. Jason, I'm tired of your buddies and going to your buddy doctors because they all suck them. Okay? You douche. Not going to go to them anymore, okay? With 700 people waiting to have their wieners checked just like me. I'm tired of it. So screw you. Screw your PA who shoved her finger up my duke. And screw everybody in the medical community down here. Inconveniencing people because they don't sweat the details!
You've lived there a long time. Are you familiar with the phrase North Naples? Because I don't think I've ever heard you use it.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it's a thing.
North Naples is chill.
Also,
South Naples is a goat f- Like of bed where everything is step on top of 789-year-old when you're up there.
I also didn't realize that so many people have a problem with their gait going up. It's crazy.
Like, well, the gait, I might be, look, you know what? In deference to them,
yes,
they may, there are a variety of problems, Oscar.
Okay.
It's not the gait, because this is every type of problem when you're going to a testing, but you don't know. Could be the noggin. Could
I didn't know
knee,
if it was exclusive
could be the
gait.
No, it's not. They don't say peepee x-rays. You know, they don't do that.
Well, they don't in North Naples.
This stems from a two-hour wait in a doctor's office when I wasn't seen by the doctor. And by the way, my copay says I was seen by the doctor, which I have to address now with the insurance company. And then he came out of the end, hey, really sorry, with people on people. I'm really glad your practice is thriving, but there are other guys down here that do the same thing. So I'm pissed. I'm pissed because they don't sweat the details. Just like we get pissed on this show if somebody doesn't sweat the details. We get frustrated. Yeah. We try to correct it.
Yeah.
So it was just a lot of driving, including dangerous driving, to get from point A. He said, you better get there as soon as you can. Otherwise, they'll move you out of the line.
I thought Carla drove you everywhere.
Shut up.
No?
Shut up.
Okay. I almost hate to ask this question.
I give everybody the 10-minute warning, but guess who lollygags in here again? Because
you said,
that's the way he rolls.
Hey, sweat the details. You said 9:30 to 10 o'clock. I was here by 9:30.
But I also said, all right, let's do it. Let's check the time.
All right, let's break my balls about your pee-pee appointments
going
wrong.
Let me just tell you this. Let me tell you what I said, all right? At 6:38, I text the group. A reminder, I have an MRI early this morning, so I might be a little late. Then the four words that are key here, I'll keep you posted. And then Rob says, we'll be here. Oscar texts a picture of, I believe, an ambulance.
Yes. Or
some bus. And then Pony goes on with regular. And then my update was, good to go in about 10 minutes at approximately 8:42. That wasn't 8:42.
It was 9:07.
That was after 9:07. Sorry, 9:07. Good to go. Rob says A-OK. And Oscar writes K, see you soon. 10 minutes. Yep. And then he was waiting.
I saw you soon.
We waited for him again.
When you asked for a late start because of your MRI, which, by the way, you could have booked after the show, Mr. Man, anytime.
I wish I could have. That's why there's one literally that I could walk to from here. So the answer is no, I couldn't. Because they have a specialty type of machine that I have to use. So that's why I had to have it.
Oh, you're so packing downstairs, they have to get a forklift out to make sure that they MRI it.
Yeah, it's called the early riser 4000.
Sure.
Yeah. Mike, I almost hesitate to ask, when you got there and the Tales from the Crypt were pacing the parking lot, what was the mask wearing ratio?
They weren't pacing. No.
Oh, what were they doing?
They're waiting to die, Rob.
Waiting to die.
One guy 2 feet from the door.
Any of them in masks?
God, I hate it. Hate it.
Were any of them in masks?
By the way, the problem Crypt Keepers isn't that big a deal. Just going to deal with it. What?
The Crypt Keepers, were any of them wearing masks?
They were all wearing masks. They were
good. Well, that's something anyway.
The COVID is fantastic, especially at the second location. Love the way the chairs were separated and everybody's wearing a mask. And the guy at the second location and the lady at the second. The people were fantastic. And the lady that I talked to when I got back there and they realized that I didn't have the medication that I have to take to get one of these processes.
Mm-hmm.
I hive up when they inject me with anything where they have to live. It's my one allergy to anything in the world. That's it. You know, remember years and years and years ago, got a scan. I got one of those super sophisticated 3D heart scans they were doing on me. And I hived up and I sneezed. All of a sudden, there are four people in the room. I'll never forget the 12-year-old doctor that came running in. I said, what's the big deal? He said, the big deal is death. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. I said, what's the deal? What could happen? Death. And I will never forget that, ever. So when they come in and say, well, you could or you couldn't, I think I'd like to err on the side. Well, I would too. Yeah. I'd like to err on the side of caution.
So every time you get an MRI, you have to take a special medicine.
Anytime I get an MRI with any kind of where they got to do contrast,
shoot your body with
stuff where they can see the pictures. That's it. That's my medical detail, but that's neither here nor there.
So a wasted morning.
They don't know that.
A wasted morning.
Yeah.
A wasted morning, an inconvenience for the people on my show.
Yeah.
And, you know, throws the whole day.
We're very bitter about it, Rob and I.
And, out of my mind.
I know you are. I can tell. I tell you, you're very, very angry about it. S&D. Let's start the mailbag, shall we?
Oh, yes, of course.
That's all we had to take.
All right, stop that. And then Shecky comes in and says he's got something special, but it wasn't able to communicate whether it was going to happen when he regularly. Rob plays audio at the beginning of the show. He plays audio during the audio vault.
Right.
And he plays audio whenever we come back from commercial.
Yes.
So he can play audio for whenever he wants. And then he wants to explain where it is, and he can't do it. Right, so we didn't know what he was saying. Oscar,
well, no part of it is that you're upset.
It is pertinent audio, though. It is.
Yes, because we discussed it yesterday. Now, everyone is familiar with this tape of Jim Ryan.
Yeah, you think you just move around? You think you give me a dig like that when I'm in a move like this and slide in ass? About the way you just say,
no part of it was because you're
a little upset.
He didn't really hear me. I can move on now and start my thing after I gave him crap.
That's a show title. Dig like that in a mood like this.
Yeah. Sounds like a good movie.
Then you slide right into your intro. Yeah. Like, sure. I'm not allowed to go rebuttal.
Defend yourself. Defend your honor.
It was just confusing.
It was confusing, Rob. And I'm upset about it as well. But I'd like to move on.
All right. Everyone is familiar, and we discussed it yesterday. Oh, now that hurts, Mike. Actions have consequences,
yes,
and that hurts my heart. Jim Ryan.
Right, so yesterday we were talking. Shut up. Yesterday we were talking on the show.
Yeah.
About this guy Oliver, who was the New York
Dick
reporter.
Oliver. Yeah.
Dick Oliver.
Bill Hader. Dick Oliver. Bill Hader did a bit on Saturday Night Live where it was Herb Welch. That was the character.
And
of Dick
I have
Oliver.
Mike. Just for explanation, here is some Herb Welch to illustrate that point. This is new Herb Welch. Okay.
Our top story today: Residents of an Upper East Side co-op are outraged this morning after management failed to remove dangerous falling ice from the outside of the building. Veteran reporter Herb Welch, who is celebrating his 71st year with the station, is on the scene. Hello, Herb.
Hello, Jan.
Now tell us, Herb, what is the mood where you are?
Well, they changed the 8 a.m. service to a Spanish mass, so I'm not doing too well.
No. No, not your mood, Herb. Not your mood, Herb. I'm asking, how are the residents of that building?
I got some lady. Who are you?
My name is Cynthia Coraline Aronowitz.
Pick a name. All right, what happened?
Hits her with the mic.
Ever since the storm, melting icicles have been falling onto the street, and I was almost hit on my way to work.
What are you, a cigarette girl?
No, I don't smoke. Look, this ice is dangerous, and no one is doing anything about it.
Well, there you have it. You call it a bikini, but I call it too far. Back to you, Jack.
No, Herb, what? Stay on topic, Herb. Okay?
What?
Stay on topic. You know, ask your source if anyone's been injured or something like that.
Don't direct me, you Tyrak.
So that's Herb Welch in a nutshell. So the original tape.
Bill Hader, one of the greatest.
So great.
So the tape that inspired that, we'll play a bit of it here, is Jim Ryan and Dick Oliver on the morning show on Channel 5 in New York City.
As far as working, doing elevator repairs.
And also, I wanted, when I was doing the deep dive, now for years there was just like a bad bootleg of this argument. But now WNYC has it on their YouTube page because obviously what they have is gold.
As far as working, doing elevator repairs 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I don't see that as being a typical process, nor do I. Is it a typical process to
all right,
be working?
We've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. What does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
Well, what's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ali, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
Well, I don't know.
Here's Aaron Abildamillo.
Hey, good morning, Jim. We are live.
So when Oscar alerted me to a follow-up tape, I was shocked because, if nothing else, I always got the impression that Jim Ryan was a very cool, collected anchor, and he probably wouldn't want to reflect on one of his less-than-great moments. However, on this made-for-YouTube series where they interview news people of New York City, he addresses it rather head-on.
So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ali, I'll do that later.
Dick Oliver, somebody you worked with probably for a long time, a guy who had a real serious background. He worked at UPI, he worked at the Daily News.
He was my boss at the Daily News. He was the city editor at the Daily News, and on this particular setup, I was the anchor and he was a reporter. You see, Oliver had a little problem with what he called the greenies. Bottles of Heineken in the trunk of his car.
He wasn't alone in with that.
I'm not going to accuse him of being the only guy there. But he had his greenies every morning. And
every morning.
If he had too many, he got a bit testy.
And you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
And so this one morning, he's interviewing a tenant in a tenant labor dispute. And he interviews the tenant, asks all the proper questions.
Did you stop it for just a second,
Rob?
Is he talking about the guy? That's the morning show, right?
Yeah.
He's talking about the guy loading up on, like, Heineken.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
For a 6 a.m. television show?
And the thing is that he sort of glosses over it, but what we've already heard, that the Heineken was in Dick Oliver's trunk.
Mm-hmm.
It was an everyday thing. And that they only felt it was a problem if he had too many. Because too many beers made him testy.
It's an astonishing allegation. I mean, as someone who has worked in broadcasting and seen every substance known to mankind, it still would be highly irregular to have someone, even with a drinking problem, might come in hungover.
Right.
That's fine. But to tune up at that hour of the
every
morning,
day, and also if you want to doubt the age of these people, when you say, "Oh yeah, he was the copy editor at the Daily News, a paper that you know goes back into when the year started with 18," and it's like he's
Tammany
the copy
Hall.
Editor. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's go, Mike. It was only a problem when he had too many. And what is it about me that there's a certain element of extra that they were in his trunk? He drove around the city with a cooler of Heineken. Back to the tape.
It leaves. And here comes the landlord. So at this point, I knew he had been hitting the greenies. So I lost my temper. And instead of doing something sensible, like explaining, I just wanted a direct confrontation.
And no, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were and are no longer. How did that happen?
Finally, I said, this is going nowhere. So I tried to get out of it and did successfully. And of course, we're both called on the carpet. The general manager of the station had been in his job less than a week at the time, and this is what he runs into. So,
but it was that kind of show.
It was that kind of show, yeah.
It was real.
All too real sometimes.
Now, that's another factor
pretty
that I want to bring
up. Pretty good that he
addressed it. Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're the general manager of a television station in New York City for 1 week? That's probably when the GM found out about the greenies. He probably didn't know about it yet. And so there's this major dust-up on your morning show, and you're finding out that one of your reporters is driving around with bottles clinking in the trunk.
Dick Oliver. Oh, my God. That is truly, truly amazing.
Blew my mind.
Great tape. That was worth it. Let's start with the mailbag now, because it's I want to get this on. We didn't do it last week. Not about us. It's about you people. That was fantastic. You're there. I'm here. Man. Greenies.
Greenies.
Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Our first letter says, hey, guys, we haven't been to a grocery store in D.C. since March 18th. Instead, we just take a small home delivery every 2 or 3 weeks. Wow. That's
I know.
My house. comfort foods are rarely, if ever, ordered.
Really?
So on this edition of Corona Cuisine, we attack lockdown ice cream.
Now, this is Oscar's buddy Tony, and he's written us before about the how he's been using partially spoiled foods and beating the virus.
I miss Tony.
2 weeks ago, I found a box of expired hot cocoa mix and decided to have a treat. I made it according to the directions with 2 cups of water, then added 2 tablespoons of cornstarch.
Oh, a thickener.
Yeah. I brought it to a boil, stirring constantly. I let cool, then put it in the freezer. After it froze, I beat it up with a spoon to reduce its razor-sharp mouthfeel. It was horrible.
Yeah, you think?
On the next batch, I added a tablespoon of peanut butter when I stirred. Still not great. I finally came up with the best recipe. Cocoa mix, peanut butter, and half of an Army sea ration.
Ah!
Now my lockdown ice cream is like a cold granola bar that has the consistency of dust. So good. 2.5 cups of it only has 200 calories. You can do better, pal. And the same protein and carbs as a loose meat sandwich. Yum. Stay safe, boys. Love, Tony. P.S. I'm sure it would be better with milk. But who's got money for milk? It's a great letter. Thank you, Tony. All right, another next letter says, you guys recently alerted us to The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. Oh, God, I finished it 2 nights ago. Oh, it's such
don't
a
you want it? You, no, want you love more, a show. Right? You want
yeah,
more.
Yeah, you want it to go on and on. But a great, tidy little series. My wife and I got caught up in it. It's terrific. I know nothing about chess, neither do we. Well, I used to play chess. I don't remember chess. I don't play it anymore.
Right.
But the show is mesmerizing. It is. It's all because of her. But there's one thing you haven't mentioned, the soundtrack. Oh, yeah. Thank you for that, Mike. The soundtrack is sensational. You're right. I'm near 70. The period songs were in my wheelhouse. Thanks for the reco, and be safe. Mike McQuarrie of Dayton, Washington. You're so right, Mike. The soundtrack was absolutely incredible. It's a great show. Tiny
and artfully
show.
Used, one record well placed can set a scene as well as any set design, as any bit of dialogue. And what they did is they chose medium to successful chart hits that you'd recognize, but you wouldn't necessarily think of them. It was so effectively done. Really good
really,
stuff.
Really good. So if you get a chance, Netflix Queen's Gambit, check it out. Next letter says, I wanted to wish my wife Donna Pico a happy 56th birthday. It was on November 7th. Please sing happy birthday to her. She is a big fan with a big heart. I know because she has put up with my stupid ass for 12 years. Back in 2019, I asked what she wanted to do for her birthday. All she wanted to do was drive to Vegas and meet up with the P1s and the TMOS gang at the live show. I miss you all, folks. Mm-hmm. I miss you all, and hopefully back to Vegas when we can. Back in 2019, the best part about that weekend was when I handed my cell phone over to Rob to call Donna in the casino and ask her why she was spending our hard-earned money on slot machines instead of sitting with us and helping break the weekend sales record at the downtown Grand Bar. The surprise sound in her voice was priceless. Thank you. The TMOS family is the best. We love you guys. Thomas Pico. So let's sing Donna a little Michael Mary
please.
Show.
Sure,
happy
sure.
birthday on the count of three. A one, a two, a...
Downtown Grand.
Everything.
The Bill... next letter says, I bring you all tidings of immense joy. From the recesses of a windowless, damp-smelling accounting office in the bustling metropolis of Langley Park in Hyattsville, Maryland.
Beautiful this time
this
of year.
Small corner, it is in this small corner of the earth that I am able to listen and catch up on Frankie's disdain for Mike's presence, Rob's unique passion for black and white movies and Elvis memorabilia, and Oscar's almost perfect Castilian Spanish. I am one of two, maybe, black Hispanics who listen to your show. As an individual who falls under the minority, both black and Hispanic category in society, the show has been a breath of fresh air and a much-needed escape with all the recent political unrest. I have been listening to you all for a long time, by the way. I, too, used to work for the Communist Broadcasting System, CBS. I was a production assistant with two stations in the D.C. area, so I am very familiar with some of the colorful characters you guys used to deal with. I'm also familiar with and have sat through some of the infamous sell me this pencil meetings.
That's pretty inside, but you got to admit, pretty funny, pretty funny.
I want to thank you for what you guys do on days that I feel that no one gets it. I can turn to you guys, and it's like I'm listening to old friends. You guys make my life tolerable, and your show gives me something to look forward to each day. Thank you, Eber from D.C.
Ever.
Or Eber. Is it Eber?
Ever.
Oh, it's like Ever. Eber.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eber. Sorry, Eber.
Eber.
Eber. Eber. Eber.
Eber. Eber. Love you ever after. Thank you very much, Eber. We appreciate that. And you get the joke. And let me see. We've got a couple more here.
Yes.
Hi, guys. This Thursday is the most important day of the year for Mallory AIDS. It's her birthday. Mallory is turning 7 this year. Hi, Mallory.
Mallory.
Love you. You guys have wished her a happy birthday many times over the years, and she loves it every time. Mallory, 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 unlike Eva, Ava, Eva, Ava, Eva, Ava, Mallory!
Eva, Ava, Eva, Ava, Eva, Ava,
Mallory!
Eva, Ava, Eva.
All right, I'm sorry. Sadly, we had to scrap a birthday party for Mallory because of COVID, but she took it like a champ. She's doing great in virtual school. It's a great year. Getting better at reading every night, and is just an all-around amazing kid. If you could please wish Mallory a happy birthday in true TMOS fashion, she would love it. Thank you. Stay safe, wear a mask, social distance, and S&D Stephanades. And for Mallory,
Eva, Ava, 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 Mallory, 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 happy birthday.
We won't do the funny one for her. Hey, guys.
Mike, your Ethan has really come along. Your Ethan is really great.
It has. It's good today, isn't it?
Yeah,
Eva,
it is.
Ava, 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 Ava.
I like that. Next letter says, hey guys, I found a 16th century Japanese haiku, which is remarkably current. And here it is. The slender white crane spreading her majestic wings. Todd Moore is a loser. Thank you.
16th
love,
century?
Love, love, love the show. Rick in Grafton, Northern California. Rob, we can move on now. We can actually start the show, you off.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Did you see that?
Miracle, eh? Nice shot, Bishop. You must have made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, I could break the club record, theoretically.
You better come in until this blows over.
Well, what do you think, Don?
I keep playing. I don't think the heavyset's going to come down for quite a while.
You're right. Anyway, the good Lord would never disrupt the best game of my life.
Get dressed, you're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
I think this place is restricted, Wang, so don't tell me you're Jewish. Okay, fine. Hey, kid, I'm Al Chervik. I'm playing with Drew Scott today. This is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense. Oh, I can maybe have a half of those Vulcan D10s and set my friend up here with the whole schmear. You know, clubs, bags, shoes, glove, shirt, pants. Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me 2 of those. Give me 6 of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Another rap, Roy Bishop?
You never ask a Navy man if you'll have another drink. It's nobody's goddamn business how many drinks he's had already, right?
Wrong. You're drinking too much, Your Excellency.
Excellency fiddlesticks. My name's Fred, and I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes!
There is no God.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start.
Same as you.
Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Hi, everybody. One of my wives used to like to go for it's a fond memory, believe it or not. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are heard all over the place. Wilmington, Delaware, Oakland, California, Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires. How do you pronounce that, Oscar?
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
No, Buenos Aires.
Argentina.
Aires. Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Aires.
Aires. Keep going. Buenos- You're very close. You're very close.
Buenos very Aires. Close.
Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires. Huh?
Close.
This that is the R-E-S part.
This. Res. Res.
Res. Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires. Argentina.
Argentina. Perfect.
So now I want to go to Scarface and do the guys that are in the holding place under the bridge. Revenga! Anyway, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Forest City, North Carolina, Flagstaff, Arizona, Clawny, Ireland. Hey! Got that one right.
What are you playing?
Patty LaPone. What are you playing here?
Oh. This is from Evita.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. I drove to the wrong place to get my x-ray. They looked at me like I was a very stupid idiot. Then I drove faster to the other location where they told me I didn't have the right medication.
Hey, it rhymed.
So my day
it won't
has
be
been
easy.
Ill.
You'll think
Patty
it's
LaPone.
Strange.
All right, enough. Hey, I won't be able to concentrate if you're playing a show, too.
I know how it gets to you. Plays to his heart.
Our show today. I won't be able to do it. I'll be too busy. I'll want to enjoy Patty LaPone.
Again.
She was the definitive Broadway Evita. This portion of our program today is brought to you by Noom. Crash diets are always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That's why I love Noom. It's helped me adjust my lifestyle. Yep. And as of today, I have lost 20 pounds with the help of Noom.
Woo!
I'm very, very happy about
you.
That. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits. Oh, have I ditched my bad habits?
Yes.
When I can go on Halloween without Halloween candy. That is an accomplishment, and I've changed the old intergovernment. Thank you, Noom. Not a diet, healthy, easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom is one of the biggest food databases available. It helps me. Ultra helpful. When you're cooped up at home, it's the best. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. So, here we are, day whatever, about a week, right? A week since the election.
Exactly
believe,
a week,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And kind of a quiet around the neighborhoods down in the very crimson red state of Florida. Very, very quiet, very chill, very mellow. And we are in an interesting time. It's very strange. Feels very strange down here.
As we know, as of yesterday, the only candidate to concede was Kanye. How did they handle it with signs and yards? Do you have Trump signs in your neighborhood, and did they slowly disappear?
Anyway, so.
Oh, are they not allowed?
They're not allowed. They're not allowed.
Okay, I was just curious how they handle it.
Which is fine.
What about on the roads?
I get that. On the roads, I'll be honest with you. Leading up to the election, I didn't see a lot of stickers. The only time you'd really see the flags and the stickers was over at the Cocoonville Country Club, where people decorated a lot of their backyards with Trump signs. And I haven't been over there because we got a tropical storm. Pretty. And so here we are a week after the election, and it sucks. It really, really sucks. It's a drag. I'd love to see things get a little resolution, but there doesn't seem to be a resolution. And
well, people are resigning.
People are getting fired.
People are getting fired by a tweet, which is nice.
You're referring to the attorney that resigned, right? Because he doesn't want to be part of this crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know how long it's going to take, but they're still afraid of him, and he's still doing what he does. So I don't know where it's going to end up. It makes it tough for somebody who writes a post and spends a good time on his show talking about reaching out and not kicking your opponent when they're down, and then your opponent is, you know, on the ground looking up and going, "I won." That sucks. That's just that's kind of a drag.
But you had to expect it. I mean,
the end game is,
you had to kind of expect that would be his reaction. That was his game plan all along. It had to be, because he can't. It's not in his DNA to admit loss. He just doesn't do it.
Yeah, but I think that even among supporters, I'm not hearing anybody aggressively. Well, they won't say it to me anyway.
Right.
But I'm not hearing people. And I'll probably get a temperature today on where that stands. I think most people just want to move on. Yeah. I really do. I think most people want to move on with their lives.
I agree.
Republican and Democrat. Where do you see it ending up? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what's going to happen.
Let's be honest. This will be an S show for the next 3 weeks. And then it has to file right before. I think the filing date is early December, right?
Well, the first thing they have to do is the recounts, right? They got to do the recounts. Yeah, so,
but legally, you have to be, the electorate has to like put in their what everything was voted for formally by December 8th or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to run up to then, and then we'll have President Biden and President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris. It'll be the same outcome with just a lot of drama beforehand.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a drag. It has to be like that. But the good news for everybody is, as Oscar mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, this vaccine from Pfizer does seem to be a real thing. Have you done a deep dive on this and read anything about how incredibly delicate this vaccine is and how it has to be handled?
Yeah.
It's like that dry incredibly... ice, baby. Oh, it's so scary that that they could mess it up, but that's the way they have to handle it. It's got to be kept at this ridiculously, insanely low temperature, and then doctors' offices. I'm not sure, but I hope that the powers that be, the brain trust, will figure out a delivery system so this can get out to the people that need it. And a 90% effective vaccine would, I think, contribute to a return to some degree of normalcy, which is very, very exciting.
One statistic that really surprised me is that high up officials were hoping for 50 to 55% accuracy. They were hoping for that, for a happy outcome for the first vaccine. So the fact that
efficacy or accuracy?
I think
efficacy.
But the 90% number, I've heard the phrase in many corners, game changing.
Oh, it's on the line with polio. The polio
exactly,
vaccine.
Exactly. Which is amazing stuff. So it's awesome.
Look, we're
just pick it. Go ahead.
we feel like there was a great sense of relief in this country, and I felt it. Like, I felt it on the street. I felt it in the city where people like are a little more vigilant. Mm-hmm. But there is a long road to hoe. I kid you not. The amount that can be made and the amount that needs to be distributed to the population, it's not going to be a turnkey solution. So brace yourself. It's just the reality.
Yeah, but if it's March, which is what they're talking about, getting that out.
In March, you may get it because you're at the high risk zone, but it's not going to be, hey, return to normal life. It's going to go to the most in need first.
As it should.
So, but I'm just like, for me, some people.
Why is it smoking? Why is it smoking? Is that the dry ice?
Make
sure you bring a sweater or a shawl with you to the clinic because it's going to be very cold.
What's
going
to happen?
Why do I picture the vial of the vaccine coming out and they're going, what are you doing? I'm breaking up. And it'll be a Scottish guy for the purposes of this discussion. Administering. I'm breaking up the ice crystals in the vaccine. So you sound like you're not optimistic.
I took a deep dive and I was trying to see how many doses would actually go out. So realistically, by the threshold for the FDA for emergency uses is hypothetically, they said 50%, so 90% is a blockbuster, right? So we should be happy. Right. It's phenomenal. This is the fastest a vaccine's ever been made in the past. It took roughly 4 years for a vaccine to be done for, was it mumps or something like that? And so this took less than a year. It's just effing amazing. It is a great day for science.
Dose. Like Ginger got a hot dose. They gave her what was called a hot dose. So, in the end, all she had was a few pieces of jewelry. But go ahead.
I'm not surprised that they got it done so fast because no one was allowed to go out.
Hypothetically.
They had to stay home and work on it.
By the end of the month, you will have people, it will be released to a certain population. Mm-hmm. And then so that rolls
by the end of this month.
This month it will start going out to.
What do
like
you mean the end of November? Like after Thanksgiving?
We won't get it. And the most critical, like in need, will people will start getting it. And I imagine it's like certain officials in the government.
I bet some people that were at that MRI center will get it.
Well, it depends. So then they ramp up production, and then by March. It's hypothetical that there'll be a...
For the one-year anniversary.
A streamline of vaccines going out there, but there'll
will
be...
Will your mom get it?
Oh, absolutely. I think she would in a heartbeat, yes. We can get her out of her bubble. But...
If we can find her. Because as you know, Mike, as of yesterday, she's still lost. Ladies and gentlemen, if you see Mrs. Zeballos, if you hear her, call us.
Yes. Right?
Send a letter.
It's a silver alert, is what they call it.
Well, I mean, this is great news, but I feel like you're trying to temper the enthusiasm.
He's cautiously optimistic, I believe. I think that's
you're
where
cautious,
we're at.
What is your...
Okay, if you live in New England, you're going to get the vaccine, no problem, because you have the infrastructure. It's cold, dry ice, actually. One of the best dry ice, providers in the country are in New England. Yes.
He's making this up.
No, because the U.S. Virgin Islands are having a problem thinking even about getting the vaccine as we speak because they don't have the infrastructure because they can't keep it cold. They don't have the infrastructure on the U.S.
Virgin Islands.
In
the Virgin Islands, they've got to have dry ice. How do they make fake fog? Come on.
You're saying in New England they'll get it because what? They're going to keep it outside?
I'm saying
dock?
It's good
on the lanai.
Mark my words, this thing is going to be infrastructure dependent. Like who has the government will help, but who has?
Let me tell you why I'm optimistic about that.
You should be.
I'm optimistic about that because even down here in where we've complained about the governor wanting to open things up.
Right.
And really doing so with crowded bars, with young people in bars, really foolish, and certainly contributing to the spread of the virus. However, at my child's school, they have done an extremely effective job with cases, by the way. Probably three since he went back to school. I have faith in properly directed individuals getting this accomplished.
Let me be clear. I'm sorry. New England was a silly reference. I was more making a joke that landed.
No, New England wasn't, but New England because it's cold.
No, it's because I guess the Northeast is wealth. If you live in a wealthy area, you will be taken care of. It's going to be a socioeconomic issue in the long run, but that's not the conversation we're having here. It's a different conversation. But
you're in that Oscar mode where you're just sounding depressed.
I'm not depressed.
And it's making me concerned.
You shouldn't be concerned.
Let me do my... All right, I'm going to do that because I know what you're saying, and I know you're in a perfectly fine state of mind today.
Right.
But when you have these discussions, let me see. I don't do an Oscar impression all the time, but it'd be
Do a Herb...
Yeah, we got the vaccine, but it's just a question of how it was delivered. Okay,
you know what I'm scared about? Can I tell you?
I know y'all want to be happy about it, but listen, if you happen to and if you live in Richie Richland, you get it. But if you don't, and you're screwed.
Rich old people are going to be fine, but if you don't have an autumn season, you're going to die.
I'm scared of? I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
Right? People hear this news, and then they let their guard down. And
that's
then
valid.
And then we'll have a horrific, even more terrible winter than we are currently projected.
I believe that mask wearing, regardless of directions from the top, is done. I think this being a political issue is going to go away.
I hope
you want one thing about this, okay? Yeah. I think that's going to go away. Let me tell you why I think it's going to go away. Because it has been a political issue. Now that the politics are on the back burner for a few years, well, maybe not. We got a special election coming up in Georgia. But the presidential politics, you're going to have, look, I'm sure that the Walmart that I walk into is 80% Trump supporters. But everybody's wearing a mask.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there were plenty of Trump supporters where I went down to this little place to get an x-ray today. There were plenty of Trump supporters, but they're all wearing masks.
Good.
I believe that it's in here.
It's finally
getting
through.
Regardless of your politics, it's already in there.
Yeah.
And I believe that after this vaccine, that we're going to get the right kind of direction to say, hey, we got a vaccine, but wear your mask when you're in a certain area.
Great.
And I think that you know, you had mentioned 2024. I think for the foreseeable future, and it could be 2024, public gatherings, when at all possible, you should probably wear a mask.
Yeah.
Even though you can, with a vaccine,
well, look
you can
at Asia,
open
right?
restaurants up.
When I was in Beijing in 2015, everybody was wearing masks, and nobody thought twice about it, except for the old Americanos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're running late. We're running super late.
Oh, okay.
So are you okay? Are you going to be all right, Oscar?
I mean, you think
we're going to be okay with the vaccine?
Ever vigilant.
I agree with that. And err on the side of caution.
Yeah. Hey, don't get happy. We've always said it. We've seen spikes ever since March. We've seen waves because people get used to it. Don't get used to it.
Yeah.
Stay vigilant. Yeah.
I can't help it. I can't help it. I'm a happy guy. We'll take a break and come right back.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020. Rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slap tag on your yam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stomping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball-breaking action every week with the TMOS Bonus Show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 50 years from now, when historians chronicle the pandemic and all the ways it affected the world, one thing they'll talk about is how the housing industry surged during an unprecedented time.
Yeah.
Mortgage rates dropping to all-time lows, housing appreciation soaring, and record numbers of sales contracts. You don't want to read about this in the history books. You want to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial and do it now. Years from now, when we're looking back at this, people will remember that Carla O'Mara, as opposed to getting her mortgage statement to Joanna at Cornerstone First Financial, played Megatouch. All day, for the entire day.
It's going to be
every waking
all the
hour that she was not working.
All
and
the
didn't
history
get
books, Mark.
Thank you. So I had to do it. Don't miss out. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial. Please send that to Joanna, Carla, please. At this level, you'll likely never need to refinance again. Call the loan professionals at Cornerstone. And don't miss out on being a part of history, whether you purchase, refinance, cash out, or get a lower rate and shorter term. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Mike, yes. Like I say to my wife, I'll pay
my
for
wife.
It. You just take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We got the stinky machine still. And I did a deep dive on how to turn the volume down. I can no longer watch television in my living room because I'm getting...
So there was no way to turn it down? Was there a way to turn it down?
Well, there might be. I did a deep dive. You want to know what kind of guys work on that? All right, picture the engineering department at the old WAVA. All right?
Oh, that far back. Yeah.
That far back.
You would probably have to plug a computer into the Megatouch machine from 2009 and then maybe program it?
Yeah, you might need something from the Tandy Corporation, Mike.
If I open it up, there is a button that has settings on it, but I'm not sure whether that turns the volume down. And, of course, if I break it, you know, by doing this, it would be like,
you hate me. You've always hated me. You never want me to.
What game does she, because I know that the Megatouch offers many games, many varieties of games to keep your patrons happy. What are her go-to games?
Something with little colored dots on it that she gets all of them lined up in a row and then another row. And then they kind of slide down.
Sure.
We did trivia. I played two games with her last night. One was like picture hunt or something like that, or find what's wrong with the picture.
Oh, that's fun. Like a brain teaser.
You get two pictures side by side, and you have to see which one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's different? What's different?
Yeah, that helps fight Alzheimer's, Mike, so
it's good. I'll pretend the camera is a picture. So I get my picture. I'm player two. And I go, that's different. That's different. Time's up. And then it goes over to Carla, and she goes, and that's it. And then she kicked my ass. I said, I don't want to play anymore. This is why I never liked to play it in my bar.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Does the machine take quarters now to play it, or is it
no,
set
it's
to
got
for play?
All the money stuff removed from it. All the money processing stuff has been removed. It's got screw holes. It's a piece. It's so hideous.
Yeah.
It's so heinous to look at.
But she loves
it. Oh, she adores it. She sits there all night. She played it all night, and then she worked on her website. So it was like both things that are distracting. And, I don't know. I don't even know her anymore. I don't even know her anymore.
Did you enjoy on the trivia game when they asked the name of the current vice president and the correct answer was Al Gore?
Rob's not exaggerating, folks. This is programmed. And by the way, the one thing I learned online when I was doing a deep dive on how to maybe clean this thing is that the company went bankrupt in like 2007.
Oh, Megatouch.
They went bankrupt. But I've got, I think, the most recent. But this thing got some use. And it's gross. You sit there and you're playing this and all of a sudden you're like... Oh, God.
You
like
feel
stale,
gross.
Old. It's disgusting. Then I come by and I catch in the right light, and it's see
all
fingerprints.
Up. Yeah.
Oh,
like, and on the weekend when she played it all weekend, I came out one morning and there was like a Truly, and then a glass with a lime in it where I know she had a real drink.
Like a badly attended casino, like the overnight crew hasn't done a sweep through. Oh, it's awesome.
Like an old lime. The limes in the bottom of the glass going, I smell cigarettes. I do. It's horrible. Sunnier days. It was, it sucks. It truly
well, do
sucks.
This. If a neighbor comes over and asks what that hideous thing is, just say, it's my new air fryer.
I don't know. I'm embarrassed if it's out.
You must
put it away. What? It's gonna be put away when one company comes over. Mm-hmm. But Carla's already talking about my daughter and her boyfriend coming down and saying, we can play all weekend with them. I'm like, okay, that's great. I'm happy for you. Look, I'm happy. You know what I'm really happy for? I'm happy for the work she's doing and how much satisfaction she's getting out of her job.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her. She's spectacular at it. If I was anywhere within 100 miles, I'd want to get a facial from her. That's how good she is at it. She just got that chip that she's really, really skilled at doing that, and her products and all that wonder. Derm Glow Skin. Mm-hmm. There's a plug. Mm-hmm. The Mega Touch, it's the biggest mistake I ever made. She asked me about it. I had to sign off on it, and I wish I hadn't.
Mike, really you've made bigger mistakes on eBay than that.
Oh, yeah.
I know for a fact.
Yeah. I know this one. Also involved a wife.
Yeah, let me tell that story. All right, there we go. What? Yes, the wife, what?
No, involved a different wife in eBay.
Yes.
It's the second time I've referenced that. And that will be all three wives included on today's show.
Hey, that's a marital hat trick. Good job.
Yes. The tanning bed.
Yes.
And Megaton.
Sunnier days.
We're going to... I caught up on the show. We're going to take another break. When we come back, it's either COVID nasal spray, a fake club DJ, and a new show in D.C. All three of those.
Ooh,
we're
going to
burn them up when we come back right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Sports, 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 people.
Yes.
Late fall college ball, the NBA bubble, UFC Fight Island. It's clear 2020 has been a year unlike any other, which is why you need a sports book with offers unlike any other. Get in on the fun with MyBookie, where odds, boosts, lightning deals, and free bets await you all season long. Whether you're a first-timer or have been playing for years, you're going to love MyBookie. If you can imagine it, you can bet on it. And don't miss their huge casino platform. How about this? The doors never close. You don't have to worry about sitting next to Stinky McStink, who's breathing his COVID germs on you, because it's online, people. The best part, MyBookie is there for you, and I have been loving it. Mike O'Mara, I guarantee it. It's easy to play. It's easy to win. Use the promo code TMOS and sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. The terms are simple. You make your deposit, use the code, and you get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything on the sports book. If you've been on the fence about trying your hand at betting, this is a great way to get in on it. Makes it more fun. And since it's on the house, you can't beat it. Officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you are at it.
Mike,
odds boosts.
I had a
A
great idea.
Odds boosts.
Odds boosts.
Thank you.
I had a great idea during the commercial. If you can go on eBay and find the kit to make the Megatouch quarter operational again, wouldn't that be a great draw to Carla's studio to bring in customers for facials?
Ooh, take it out of your
house. Oh, and then we could move it. Yeah, but she doesn't have the room. She doesn't have it. You'd have to have an outlet. She'd infringe on the other lady who has the, where she's renting the room.
Bully the other lady out of it. Bully her a little bit.
No, stop it. Don't say that.
Okay. Yeah, Rob,
don't say.
Sorry. Yeah.
Don't
say. Don't talk about the workplace.
What is the deal with COVID nasal
Great.
Spray?
I'm actually excited more for this than the vaccine, because I think this is going to be more available to all of us. So researchers this broke 4 days ago, and there's been other stories that have come since then. This nasal spray, in essence, would be something topical that you put on every day. Like most people that use nasal spray now, they didn't know how to use
like
for
a nasal
allergies or anything like that.
Yeah.
But this one would protect you from the actual COVID infection for up to 24 hours, if not more. So every day when we'd wake up, before we have a vaccine, or for those that are allergic to the vaccine, or maybe it's not working for them, they can just take this nasal spray once it comes out, and it coats your nose and
your air passages,
and it doesn't really affect you any other way, except for making sure that this thing doesn't cling on and get to your nasal passages.
It's almost like a topical antibiotic that you take nasally, so it covers your entire air passages.
Yeah.
That's crazy, and
it
seems so simple.
It's supposed to be something that you could hypothetically use every day. It's not going to hit the market for a few months when it hits the market, or early next year. But the fact that we're close is awesome.
We're going to come out of this, and if all this stuff proves, Pfizer, the nasal spray,
Moderna.
What a debt of gratitude to the people that paid attention in school.
Mm-hmm.
What a debt of gratitude to the people with better minds than the majority of us. The people that are doing the work, are doing the science, while all these dip-ass politicians are fighting over all this crap. It's so nice to have these people doing this. I'm so proud of it. And I don't care about saying this either. I'm very proud to have a president-elect who has made it a big part of what he's going to do, listening to the scientists.
Yeah, embracing
science. I'm really glad that's going to happen. I think it's going to make our world better in shorter order. So there
also,
it is. And, this is
may
great.
May I add this? If you watch any president-elect press conference with his backdrop and his set, and then compare it to our current president's backdrop and their set, one set looks like it's from a Hollywood set from Air Force One. The other looks like it's a president's backdrop. And it's and the president's backdrop that I feel looks more presidential and respectful and not over the top or like just pristine, clear, Hollywood perfect is the president-elect's, where he just has some flags. Yeah. He's good to go. Let me give you the facts and move on. When I see the president at the White House, it's always like it's over the top. It's like staged soap. And I like sets that are perfect, people, but I can't trust it because it's too glossy.
Yeah. He has a set for delivering good news.
Yeah.
But he's delivering bad news, and he needs a bad news set.
I don't need it to look perfect. I need it to be real. I need someone to be
so
up there and just
talk
about the facts.
So are you saying that the Biden set is toned down
It's
a little
toned
bit?
Down. He didn't, like, it's what I'm expecting to have a president when he's going to come and say, this
I
is
get
my
it.
Mandate.
All right, you don't want it over the top with too many flags and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you don't want
to parade.
Because
I kind of thought that, see, when you're talking about that, Oscar, my mind first went to celebration on Saturday night. Saturday night
they had the big celebration
in Wilmington, which was a pretty big deal with Biden and lights
cool.
and Harris and
because,
lights and all that.
But I'm since then, you're the talking press, about... I'm talking about the press conference yesterday when the president-elect laid out
where
his mandate.
Where it's just like the president-elect and it's in small letters
yes.
and there it is.
Yes. And maybe you need
the set to match the message.
And maybe I went down this bunny trail because you're talking about scientists, you're talking about substance, you're talking about what we value in this country. And I value, like you said, science. I value someone that's going to come out and like the president-elect did and said, look, this mask deal, it's not political. It's about surviving and keeping each other safe. It's not, and he's going to continue saying that, and eventually it will hit.
Yeah.
Well, and I also think that he has, unlike this president, because he didn't do it 4 years ago, has hit the ground with... daily meetings.
Yes.
And he's working.
I love it.
Yeah. He's being president already. He's not letting what's happening with lawsuits and what's happening. He's preparing for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
that's good. He's ignoring that. That's what I would want anybody to do in a similar situation. I like that. I think that that's going to do us proud. And we'll see. The proof's in the what happens.
Yeah.
The gamesmanship that's going on right now is I'm being optimistic saying worst case scenario, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
And I think you move past the distraction we need to get better. We need to heal. We need to do all that stuff. I want it to happen. And today's going to be important. I'm going to see what people have to say. If it spills out in any way, I just have to do my mantra when I'm bumping into people. I'm not playing golf today, but I might say to myself, Ayanama, Ayanama, don't yell, don't get mad, don't get mad, don't get
yeah,
mad.
Yeah, you already owe Maddie Krishna, and Rob, Krishna. I'm sorry, Maddie and Pony, $20, so $10 each, pay up.
From last week?
No, from earlier today in the show.
Oh, today you're counting that
I'm
as a rant?
I'm not counting that, Maddie is. She
yeah, Maddie proposed
it.
Maddie,
are you counting
know.
What I did early in the show with a rant? Because I'm leaning towards
lean
it, too.
Towards it was a bit of a rant against Rob.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, how do I, oh God, so I have to contribute now?
Mm-hmm. Those are the rules.
All right, okay.
Do you have a Venmo,
done,
Mike?
Have you received, what's the Venmo for transferring money?
Yes.
To them?
Yes.
I might, I don't know.
Oh, you, how about you guys request Mike?
Yeah.
And then once
I'll
you request,
that.
He'll pay
I'll
that,
make it
that
easy
way.
For you.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Thanks, generous. And I'll pay up. Pony and Maddie get money again. Makes my day even better.
Cherry on the Sunday, Mike.
Right. You'll get your money. We didn't get a chance to talk about shows in D.C. or anything else. We got to move on. I got news you may not need. All right. Yeah, I did rant. I ranted. How much has he paid you, Maddie? How much has Oscar paid into the Venmo account?
I think $60 in total and then split between me and Pony.
I'm definitely paying that. That's the way that goes. Listen, Pony. Pony probably just noticed it. Pony probably just noticed it. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Pony's sort of glad he's still employed.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need. Coming up next.
I like to funk thee. Oh, the holidays are here. And I know what you're thinking. I really don't feel safe walking to a store right now. But I've got a solution for you. Head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com website. Click on the Target banner or the Walmart banner.
Banner.
Where you can get your turkey for Thanksgiving or all your holiday gifts for Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. And you better do it soon or you'll be sorry. Now, who loves you, baby? Let's return to Kojak. Already in progress.
Hey, baby. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. Fall is here. The foliage. I always see foliage, and I want to say it like Gene Ackman. Fall is here. The foliage is breathtaking.
Did you enjoy your drive down to Florida, Senator?
Oh, it was wonderful. Birdcage. Such foliage. There's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. Enter Solo Stove.
Woo! Salute.
We all got them and we all love them. Solo Stove creates the moments with stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, no campfire smell on your clothes and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. They have a carrying case. Mine I can take to my neighbor's house. It's
absolutely
fantastic. Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat it. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to.
See, Oscar?
And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com, and remember, you get $10 off when you use that wonderful promo code TMOS.
News.
You all right? Just a variation. A little Shaggy.
Oh, very good.
From Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Here we go. Unless President Trump is somehow able to reverse the election results, he'll leave office with the one thing every U.S. president has had since John F. Kennedy. And no, I'm not talking about a dog, although that would be true, too. Yeah. He would be the first to have no new James Bond movies released while in office. JFK was president for the first one, Dr. No, which came out in 62. Lyndon Johnson had From Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Thunderball, and You Only Live Twice. Richard Nixon had three, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, Diamonds Are Forever, and Live and Let Die. Isn't that hard to believe that Live and Let Die is back when Nixon was president?
Do you bet that Nixon didn't like Bond movies? I don't like them.
I don't know. You like Patton. Gerald Ford had one, The Man with the Golden Gun. Jimmy Carter had two, The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker. Ronald Reagan had four, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, A View to Kill, and The Living Daylights.
That's
Reagan
the first movie
five.
I ever saw in the movie theater with my father, The Living Daylights. Probably not appropriate
for
kids.
The Living Daylights.
Yeah.
Reagan
was
had five, if you count Never
Timothy
Say
Dalton?
Never Again.
Yeah.
Reagan had five if you count, glad we got that in. Reagan had five if you count Never Say Never Again from 1983. It wasn't part of the official franchise, but it did see the return of Sean Connery as Bond. George H.W. Bush had one, License to Kill. So many Bond movies.
I know.
Bill Clinton had three, GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies, and I Want That Intern. No, I'm sorry, no. The World Is Not Enough. George W. Bush had three, Die Another Day, Casino Royale, and Quantum of Solace. Barack Obama had two, Skyfall and Spectre.
Spectre's a good one,
Spectre was a favorite of the friend of Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
Boy known as Little Jabril. There you go. That's the opening of the news. Mike Tyson in the news today. Mike Tyson is out doing some publicity for his upcoming pay-per-view fight with Roy Jones Jr. on November 28th. I can't believe that's coming up.
I know.
I'm going to have to pay for it. And on a recent podcast, he insisted that he's never done steroids, but he did admit to cheating drug tests by using his kid's pee. He said, quote, and you know when Mike does a quote, I got to do this.
Yes, of course.
It was awesome, man. I put my baby's urine in it. And sometimes, one time, I was using my wife's. And my wife was like, baby, you better not hope that it comes back pregnant or something. And I said, nah, we ain't going to use you anymore. We're going to use the kid. Because I got scared that the pee might come back pregnant.
What'd you say to your wife, Mike?
Nah, you use the pee from the kid.
To get away with it, he'd use one of those Whizinators, which includes a fake thing, a fake pee-pee. He said the witnesses didn't want to look too closely anyway. He said, quote,
I had a brown Whizinator. This guy was so effing macho, he was scared. I whipped it out, and he was like turning, hey, man, take the effing cup. This macho guy, he didn't want to look at me.
You should have brought a Whizinator to the MRI thing today. And when they said, we can't see, you said, well, I'll just leave it with you.
It's my Whizinator. My Whizinator. My pink Whizinator.
Anyway, last night's episode of Jeopardy was the first since Alex Trebek's death, so before it aired. Executive producer Mike Richards paid tribute to him. He said, quote, over the weekend, we lost our beloved host, Alex Trebek. This is an enormous loss for our staff, crew, for his family, for his millions of fans. He loved this show and everything it stood for. He will forever be an inspiration for his constant desire to learn, his kindness, and his love of his family. He also said the remaining 35 episodes that were shot will air, because that's what Alex wanted. He added, quote, on behalf of everyone here at Jeopardy, thank you for everything, Alex. So it'll be a nice exercise watching those last episodes.
And it was like,
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought it was a classy way to handle it, and obviously they were prepared for it, but as Alex had such grace through the entire journey, I thought it was a nice tribute to show to him. I thought they handled it well. It's a good show. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. I read a little blurb where George Stephanopoulos might be lobbying for the gig. Mm-hmm. Too soon for that. I don't know whether he was doing that or how that transpired.
The rumors that are flying right now is that George Stephanopoulos has thrown his hat into the ring kind of secretly. He's been talking about it for a few months. But most people have their eye on Ken Jennings, who was brought on as a consulting producer a few months ago. And they think they might be sort of grooming him. Remember, he's launching another game show with the other two greatest of all time Jeopardy guys. Holzhauer is one of them, and I can't think of the name of the third. But so he's going to be on the West Coast, so that might be a good fit. In his lifetime, the three suggestions that Alex Trebek made for his replacement, although he said he never wanted to be part of the process, were Laura Coates, who is a CNN legal analyst, Alex Faust, who is the voice of the LA Kings, and then he said, or someone younger like Betty White.
Betty White. I'm still going. I'm still lobbying for Tracy Morgan.
I think it'd be good.
Arby's just created, time to final Jeopardy. or Larry the Cable Guy. Either one could work for me. Arby's just created a deep-fried turkey pillow.
Oh.
Speaking of Larry the Cable Guy.
Yes.
It's a turkey-shaped pillow you pull over your entire head so you can experience the warm tranquility. Why am I doing Mike Tyson?
Warm tranquility of sleeping inside of a turkey carcass.
They put the pillows on sale for $60, but they sold out almost immediately, so now your only shot at one is to enter a contest at arbysdeepfriedturkeypillow.com. America.
This is
and
why we're hated.
If you enter the contest, they'll give you a coupon for 50% off a turkey sandwich.
Well, isn't that special?
They've got the meats.
Neiman Marcus, this is cool, just released its 94th annual Christmas catalog, and it includes their annual list of ridiculous fantasy gifts. By the way, speaking of fantasy gifts, did anyone see, I saw it on the Golf Channel, the ad for the Maybach Mercedes SUV?
Oh, yes. It's beautiful.
Really?
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. While they're a little less crazy than usual this year, the gifts are no flying cars or jetpacks. It's still hard to imagine any rational person spending a fortune on them. Some of the best ones are a $255,000 luxury Airstream-style trailer with, quote, yacht-grade finishes.
Beautiful. Yes.
a $95,000 collection of custom-made hats.
Hats.
Wow.
Hats.
A $145,000 custom board game room, a $295,000 custom library of travel books, and a $345,000 wellness program that includes a week at a resort and monthly video chats with experts to make sure you're sticking with the diet. That
don't we all
sucks.
Have that already? Like
yeah.
on our phones?
Yes. That yeah, sucks. Suck, 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 suck. Thank you.
How you doing,
Neiman Marcus?
Fat,
you blew it. Here's your $345,000 update. Yeah, lick it. And now a little something. Back on September 30th, a lovely lady, 38-year-old Vanessa Lee Jones of Newport Richey, Florida, was arrested after she was getting it on with herself in front of a 7-Eleven and in full view of a guy and his young nephew. She was charged with felony, lewd and lascivious exhibition, but prosecutors decided not to pursue the case, so she was released from jail on October 28th. On Saturday, Vanessa was arrested again for doing basically the exact same thing outside of a Popeyes restaurant, only a few blocks away from the 7-Eleven, only this time she was fully naked and she was doing the same thing, getting it on with herself in front of their dumpster.
Mm.
She was arrested for exposure of sexual organs.
Yeah, both.
She was arrested for exposure of sexual organs. The police report says she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol and has no signs of mental health issues. So, all in all, no one can really put their finger on it. What's going on? Thank you. All right. Bye, everybody.
Is she still available, Ollie? Can you get her for an interview, Ollie?
She's over here, Jim. She's naked, and you're there. And no one can put their finger on it. Thank you. We'll take a break and wrap things up with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Shall we play a game?
Attendance. Accuracy. Anger. It's all on the line, and the stakes have never been higher. Tardy, typo, tempered, challenge.
The tardy, typo, temper challenge.
You can only hear it on the Mike O'Mara Show.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Let's get it on!
My first contribution today.
Yes.
I did rant. And technically, I ranted at Rob, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was it. Ranting about outside show, outside of the show things is still allowed.
No,
right?
You're allowed to like rant about the MRI. That's the fabric of the show.
Yeah, no, that was fun. It's when you were over the top with specifically Rob, like in an aggressive manner that was unnecessary. Yeah.
Thanks. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks for clearing that up, Oscar.
He loves rules. He loves the rules.
Anyway, only one per show, though. Okay.
That's right.
So, in other words, if I do one rant, I'm allowed during the body of the show.
You should just go all in and scream your head off. Yeah, because he can only be late once. Thank That's the thing. Right.
I'm more excited about the nasal spray.
Welcome back to the show. The past is gone forever, and no one knows what the future holds. But when we leave, when we live to our fullest right now, let me start again.
Okay.
The past is gone forever, and no one knows what the future holds. But when we live to our fullest right now, it's like a wonderful gift. That's why we call it the present. Right, Oscar?
Right.
Dry your tears. And while you enjoy these wonderful times which we are living, Jesus Christ, remember there is no, another rant coming. Remember there's no better present than the TMOS bonus package. Santa's elves are busting their minuscule asses to get them ready for you. So the least you can do this holiday season is buy a bonus package. Seriously, it makes a great gift. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's the best and funniest way to support TMOS. The bonus show. They'll be miffed if they don't get this gift.
Buy it now.
All right. Do your Audio Vault.
While we were talking about the vaccine, the CEO of Pfizer had this to say yesterday on CNN.
90% is a game changer. Now you are hoping to have a tool in your war against this pandemic that could be significantly effective. How long this protection will last is something that we don't know right now, but we will follow up the 44,000 people that they received, they are part of this study, for 2 years. And during this follow-up, obviously, we will be looking also the durability of the immune responses.
That is the CEO of Pfizer, Antonio Banderas.
I thought it sounded more like the Count of Monte Cristo.
I don't know. Or Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Or Boots the Cat.
Or Sergio Garcia. There we go. Or John Ram.
It is very important that you start laying in supplies of dry ice, which is frozen carbon dioxide.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
But now you are going to die.
That's exciting.
Finding the vaccine is like bullfight. The vaccine.
Vaccine?
Finding vaccine. The vaccine is like a bullfight. You cannot see the bull where it's coming from. All the time. All right, go ahead. I don't know if he's from Spain.
I didn't know that's where
from what country he's from.
Not sure.
He's from North Boston, it turns out. That's the accent. Vaccine.
God bless
you. Where'd you get the vaccine from? Hey there.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got a wicked bad sense of smell right now. Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, my God. You got to keep it so cold. Well, keep it in the friggin' freezer.
Freezer?
Jimmy Kimmel had this to say about it.
Pfizer announced they've been working on a vaccine that is more than 90% effective in preventing the coronavirus. That's right. The makers of Viagra figured out how to give everyone a boner again. So
I thought that was pretty nice. Now, other medical news continues. They still have people that are dealing with issues other than corona. For example, people still need a heart transplant. Bad news, though, when the helicopter that's bringing you your heart crashes. You thought that was bad. It gets even better.
For unknown reason, the chopper flipped on its side. Three people were on board. The pilot was treated for minor injuries. Two others had no medical complaints. And then the unthinkable happens. Crews able to get the heart out of that helicopter. It was then handed over to one of the hospital's medical personnel. Now, as that person leaves the helipad, he suddenly accidentally trips on a metal plate, falls to the ground, dropping the heart. Others were quickly able to pick up that organ and rush it inside for the operation. Truly remarkable.
The patient is doing fine. The patient is doing fine.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That story wouldn't put it on. I know you.
Must have been a Yeti cooler.
It was.
That's right. We got the heart. We got the heart out of it. That's right. Yeah, we got it. I got it out of the plane. That is a miracle. Let me get it right over. Oh Jesus! Oh God! Oh no! Oh shoot!
Oh. Congratulations, Mike, to Asia Branch, A-S-Y-A, Asia Branch, who is the new Miss USA.
Miss USA 2020 is Mississippi.
Hey, good for Mississippi.
I thought they needed a win. Yeah.
Take your first walk as Miss USA 2020.
The 69th Miss USA.
Look at her. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, dear. Oh, you got to send me the body falling down because I... swear to God, I need one more thing to go wrong. I swear to God, one more thing to go wrong.
All right, Mike, let's close with this. This will cheer you up and make you know that things aren't so bad. There are horses that are conditioned that when they hear their feed hit their trough, they go crazy. So what you're going to hear in this tape, and we're going to close with this, are three sounds. You're going to hear the sound of horse feed hitting the bucket, the horse hearing the feed and storming towards the bucket, but the lady on back of the horse screaming because the horse has gone from a saunter to a full gallop. And then you're going to hear the horse take a hard right turn and throw the lady into a full water trough. So it's going to be feed, scream, trough.
All right, thanks for the setup. This is
good. This is from Twitter. Okay. And scene. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That was a good setup. We wouldn't have known what
the scream was.
It was
great.
All right. To the medical community in Southwest Florida, thank you for my wasted morning. I truly appreciate that. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new program and hopefully more good news about this vaccine and nasal sprays. And to the scientists that are doing all this, God bless all of you. We'll see you next time for Rob Spiewak.
Like
Maddie, send me that Venmo because if he paid, I got to pay.
You know I will.
And that's because he's honest and he pays.
Yeah.
You know I will.
And Pony, wake up, please.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Why is this a show?
I didn't look at it.
Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye, everybody.
So long.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
It's done, Joan. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Well, bye.